Craw, brother. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 23, 1899. Dear Brother Craw, I write you because you and I are getting old, and we need now to carefully examine ourselves. What are we doing with the talent of means lent us by the Master? What have you done during your life, my brother? Have you returned to the Lord that which is truly His? Do you feel that you have done all He requires of you to advance His work? While praying over the matter of our great need of money with which to enter new fields and lift up the standard in places where the truth has never been preached, you were presented to me. It was as though your name was spoken, and the Lord said, He has my entrusted money, and it would be for His own eternal interest to place it in new missionary fields that must be worked. I decided to write to you, my brother. Cannot you send us a donation in our great need? If the Lord signifies to you that He wants the money you have to be used in the advancement of His work, will you not send me money to invest? I have used everything of my own, and now I ask you to return to the Lord His own entrusted goods. We see so many fields opening in every direction. People are calling for us to come and hold meetings with us, and we dare not refuse. I have tried to mortgage my place, but the banks in Australia do not care to invest money in this way. The Lord has indicated plainly that you could relieve us by investing means in the good work. There is a great work to be done, and we wish to move in the opening providence of God. Considerable advancement has been made, and we cannot stop now. I address you definitely. Will you now give back a portion of your Lord's money and relieve us in our pressing necessity? May the Lord make your heart willing, is my prayer. We wish to do everything that it is possible to do to save souls from perishing in their sins. One soul is of more value than the whole world. We realize that a good work is being done. About 35 souls have been baptized in Newcastle, and 15 more are waiting for baptism. The whole place is aroused. The cities near Newcastle must be worked. Shall we be hindered for lack of money when it is in the hands of God's stewards and should come to us? In the parable, we are shown that everyone has received something from the Master. Each is to do his part in supplying the needs that occur in advancing the truth. Property is a talent. The Lord sends His message, "Sell that ye have, and give alms." Luke 12, verse 33. All that we have is the Lord's without any question. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2, verse 8. Why should we not, when pressed financially, present our great need to those whom God has signified hold His money in trust, to be used in advancing the work of saving souls ready to perish? We do not want you to sow sparingly, because then you will reap sparingly. We want you, my brother, to lay up treasure in heaven. They that sow bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The reaping will be proportionate to the sowing. Read the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Soon Christ will reward every man according to his works. Soon your money will pass out of your hands for another to handle. It will then not be the test of your stewardship. Now it is yours, by which the Lord desires to try you. While you are alive, be your own almoner, and receive the blessings which will come to you in a faithful discharge of duty. Give back to God that which is His own. This is God's way. He always lends His talents to His stewards, to be used to spread the knowledge of the truth. This work cannot be done without the funds that are in the hands of God's servants. We now invite you to dispose of your property. This the Lord calls upon you to do. We have to build meeting houses and hospitals for our sick. We want means to advance the work of God in this new world. Be liberal, that God may advance His cause. In much love.